Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Wednesday, April 19, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly has largely blamed Latin American drug cartels for the unprecedented 52,000-plus drug overdose deaths in America during 2015 alone, the latest year for which data is available. Kelly said this is the highest number of drug-related deaths the U.S. has ever seen. It's more deaths than in the peak of the AIDS epidemic in 1995. In a single year, he said, we've lost nearly as many Americans to drug overdose as we lost in battle in World War I, and almost as many was lost in 12 years in Vietnam, Kelly said. Kelly said that this is just the overdose deaths, not to mention the long-term health damage to our citizens who survive, as well as the human misery, the families ripped apart, and the extremes of crime and violence inherent in the illegal drug enterprise. In 2014, the latest year of record, the IRS reports that of the 148 million individual tax return filers that year, 52 million, or 35% of the filers, paid no income tax. Among these 52 million filers who did not pay income tax in 2014, the IRS says 31 million filers received $90 billion in free money from the federal government for refundable tax credits. While tax credits offset taxes paid, refundable tax credits occur when the credits exceed the total tax owed. One example of this is the earned income tax credit, which is a credit for lower income married adults with dependent children. The owners of the Fox News channel have reportedly decided to pull the O'Reilly Factor off the air amid allegations of sexual harassment against primetime host Bill O'Reilly, and will soon be officially announcing his departure, according to a source close to Gabriel Sherman in New York Magazine. According to Sherman, the decision was primarily driven by Rupert Murdoch's sons, James and Lachlan, after the New York Times reported earlier this month that $13 million has been paid out from either Fox News or O'Reilly to five women to settle their sexual harassment claims against the host in lieu of litigation, despite O'Reilly's denying the veracity of their claims. Decisions are now being made as to whether O'Reilly will be allowed a final show to bid farewell to his audience. They are also discussing the terms of his release, with O'Reilly recently having signed a new long-term $20 million a year contract. A giant asteroid has already zipped by Earth once today, and it'll do it again later tonight. The asteroid, officially named 2014 JO25, but nicknamed the Rock, is 2,000 feet long and will come within 1.1 million miles of Earth. It's not exactly threatening to hit the planet, but that's extremely close in space terms, AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Latta said. The Rock will be visible with a telescope in the eastern sky at around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, USA Today reports. The signage varies, but the message is working. Drinking by pregnant women is down 11% in states requiring point-of-sale warning signs. According to a health economist at the University of Oregon, the benefits to heeding the warnings show up in fewer extremely premature births, less than 32 weeks gestation, and very low birth weight babies, that's less than 3.5 pounds. The biggest effects are seen among those with the most drinking behavior, women age 30 and older. The sponsors of the study say reduced drinking by pregnant women is due to signs posted at liquor stores that suggest a likely causal relationship between drinking while pregnant and birth outcomes. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.